My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get ready for your daily dose of marketing strategies and tactics from entrepreneurs with the guile and experience to help you find success in any marketing capacity. You're listening to Marketing School with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Sue.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we are going to talk about what Alexa skills are and how you can leverage them. So this is really, really new. And every time I say this, I'm staring at my Alexa and it's just, yeah, it just talked back to me. Anyway, so basically you're able to teach Alexa a new skill and you can reach, ton of different customers with it, right? So the example of how this might work is, let's say you want to listen to Marketing School or you want to listen to some other podcast out there. You can put that skill in. And so when people talk to Alexa, you can ask it to play a specific podcast. I'm just staring at it so it doesn't talk. Anyway, so I mean, there's over 13,000 skills right now from, companies like Starbucks, Uber, Capital One, just all over the place, right? You can ask for the weather scores and things like that. But if you
you even see the TV commercial on the Uber point you're talking about, right? It's like, Alexa, book me a point or book me a Uber to the hospital, and like the lady's pregnant and she's about to give birth. But it's kind of cool. It makes your life really convenient.
Yep. I mean, what are your thoughts on where this is going in the future?
They're pretty much automating your whole life. Just like how, when you type something into Google and knows what you want to do, eventually you're going to be like, Alexa, I'm hungry. And Alexa will be like, oh, well, in the last few days you had Thai food. Would you like to try pizza? Because you usually eat pizza on Wednesdays or whatever day of the week it is, right? And then you're probably going to be like, yeah, sure, Alexa, pizza sounds great. And then Alexa will respond back to you with something like, hey, Neil, would you like the usual with like pepperoni, pineapple? I haven't ate pizza in years. I don't know what's on there. But it'll say like the normal toppings that you usually eat. And from like Papa John's or Domino's or something, be like, yeah, sure, that sounds great. And Alexa will be like, sounds good. It's charged to your credit card and it'll arrive within 30 minutes.
Love it. Cool. So, I mean, just to share some numbers with you, we actually have one going for this podcast, I believe. So if you actually have, I'm not even gonna say the word. If you have an Echo, check it out. I think you can add the skill. So whenever you want to listen to us, you know, there's people that have said they've listened to us in the shower before. Feel free to listen to us in the shower. But in the last 30 days, we haven't done any promotion around this. We have, 136, it says unique customers. So 136 unique customers. I don't know what a customer is. There are, number of plays in the last 30 days, about 309, right? And maximum per hour, 6 played. So, I mean, it's giving us some interesting metrics here. And again, zero promotion here. So we probably are going to push it harder in the near future. But yeah, I mean, you know, now you get Neil Knight in your house, right? On your Amazon tool, on your Google tool, maybe on the new Apple, the Apple tool as well. These smart home, whatever you want to call them, speakers, right? Neil, do you have any other closing thoughts? I think this is pretty straightforward.
Yeah, don't expect amazing results from it right now. But it's something that works really well or should work really well as Alexa becomes more mainstream. Then you're going to see other home automation like Google, et cetera, leveraging the same stuff. And the big key takeaway from this is if you're in the consumer space, you ought to be leveraging it. If you're in B2B, you can think about it, but it's not as important. But for consumer, it's really important to jump on the bandwagon early and start adapting into it.
Yeah, and I think long term, what we're doing here is, you know, you're not going to get results necessarily immediately through B2B, but the fact that you're, let's say, somebody's listening to us all the time, we're going to be top of mind, right? And you know, whenever somebody thinks of like they want to work with Neil, for example, on something, who are they going to think of first? You know, this is a person they listen to all the time, right? So it's really intimate when you listen to a podcast because the attention is focused just on us. You have to focus, like you might be working out or something like that, but it's really, really powerful. And I think those of you that are looking to start a podcast, I actually just spoke with a friend yesterday, and he was thinking about hiring someone and then just to have them focus on the podcast, but I don't think that's a good idea because when you have turnover on your team, well, what happens? That person's gone and then you're kind of, you know, you're stuck in the shitter, right? So, you know, at the end of the day, if you're going to start a podcast, this is kind of going on a tangent. You should do it on your own and then build out a skill. And then all you need to do right now for, you know, it's so early days, right? You know, Alexa has the skills right now. These other tools don't really, but just Google Alexa Skills Kit.
I can hear your Alexa all turning on.
So that's it for today, unless Neil, you have anything to add?
No, I'm good on my end.
All right, that's it for today. We'll see you all tomorrow.
This session of Marketing School has come to a close. Be sure to subscribe for more daily marketing strategies and tactics to help you find the success you've always dreamed of. And don't forget to rate and review so we can continue to bring you the best daily content possible. We'll see you in class tomorrow, right here on Marketing School.
It's brand new season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know like Vilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.